Now, welcome to Business Party Podcast. This is going to be one interesting episode. Joined by my buddy Daddy B, and we are going to do the 2022 One Chip Challenge. Ooh, yeah, I watched a few videos on this today. I watched Sean Evans and Tony Hawk. They actually, Tony Hawk took it pretty well. I was surprised he took it a little better than Sean Evans.
Right? I've seen some people do these, and some take it pretty well, and others, they replace it with a freaking blue corn tortilla. It's like, right. No, we want to see it opened.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, because what is it for this one? It's Reaper pepper and scorpion pepper.
Yeah, it's still got the plastic on there.
Yep, yeah, I just popped mine open with the knife. I'm going to get this open, and like I was kind of saying earlier, and pull this out, they say 1 minute powerless, 10 minutes powerful, 30 minutes supercharged, and 1 hour invincible. I don't think we're going to be on here for an hour, but I'm going to at least try to go for as long as I can without even drinking something.
Yep. I'm going to see how long I can go.
Yep. And I do got I don't have the latex style gloves, but I got my shooter's gloves. So I'm going to use those. Hell yeah. Oh, this is going to be fucking crazy.
And why? Because we're idiots.
Yes. come on. Let's see. I may even end up splitting mine because I've seen people trying to put the whole damn chip in their mouth. Well, there you go. Yeah.
See if we earn that.
Oh, that smell.
All right. Hold on. Let me get mine open here.
Yeah. Push this thing.
Smells like ass.
Yeah, dude. You can definitely smell that heat on there. I think, yeah, got a little corner broke off. But, yeah, it definitely looks like something that went through a house fire.
Yep.
Oh, dude, man, bro. Oh, yeah. All right, you ready?
3, 2... One.
Do it. Oh, it tastes like shit.
That's pretty nasty tasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys need to up your flavor, Pocky. Oh, yeah, there we go. That blue. Ah. Woo! I already feel that heat coming.
Yep.
Ooh. Holy shit. My son did this one last year. Ah.
Woo.
Woo. How long can we go for? Holy shit. That ain't no joke.
No, it's not.
Go. Woo. Just start clapping in the air. Help me, Jesus. Help me. My eyeballs are sweaty.
Yep. Whew.
Oh, shit. I think it's ranked from anywhere from 800,000 to 1.2 million, Scoville.
1.7, I thought.
I believe it.
Yep. Whew.
We'll start throwing stuff.
Oh, god damn.
Holy shit, I'm definitely crying a little bit. Woo! Oh.
I gotta get up and walk around.
Oh. Right? You gotta do the side breathing, like, ah.
Whew.
Oh, yeah. I need to turn this AC on for a minute.
My AC is on. I'm gonna feel like it, though.
Oh. I'm proud of myself so far. Holy shit. Nose is running.
Yeah. Already feeling in the gut.
Oh, yeah. So we're at six. Almost 7 minutes of broadcast, so we've made it like 4 minutes or so. Holy shit. Ugh. Crushed it so far, you motherfuckers.
Ah. Fuck.
Ugh. Ooh. I'm glad I found somebody to suffer with me.
Put it together on this.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you, girl. It's actually starting to calm down a little bit now.
A little bit. It's starting to act up a little more, though. It's really hit the gut. I guess we'll find out if I've got an ulcer.
Right?
Oh, my God. That was... Oh.
Holy shit. Oh, there it is. Yeah. There. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be the after effects more than anything now. Whew.
I got some of that chip in between my teeth.
That's what I'm waiting for. Some of my my cavities are going to harness some of that chip that I got to get out.
Yeah, there we go.
Holy shit, homie. Oh. Oh, bro, that was intense. Still, yeah, intense.
I've had some hot sauces that at first it's like, no big deal, decent flavor, and then it hits you. Nah, this hits you right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. I feel that, that heat euphoria coming on.
Yep.
Woo. All right. Number one, I'll say definitely hot. I can understand why people get crazy about it. Ooh.
Yep.
And again, number two, Pocky, you need to come up with some better flavor on these chips because that tasted like garbage.
Well, already been through tongue overload.
Yeah. Yeah.
My tongue on the roof of my mouth. You know, like a dog with peanut butter. Just
right. Exactly. Oh, my God. Oh, no, I ain't trying. My little girl just asked me, she's like, did you eat your other one? Because I bought two of them. I'm like, no, I ain't going to do that. Uh-uh. Nope. Woo!
Oh. We're at the I think we're at the jolt to the gut section there. Yeah, I got horrible lighting. There we go.
Yeah, where the ooh. Oh shit. Woo. Yeah. Now it is all the jolt to the gut, the esophagus.
Yeah.
All this area is gonna be what's taking it all in now.
Yep. My stomach's starting to heat up even more. Kind of glad I had a decent sized dinner before I did this.
Right.
On an empty stomach, folks.
Oh yeah, I ate a couple of just turkey and cheese wraps. Whew. Oh, what's up? I'm so glad you didn't miss it, dude. It woo, fucking intense. Wrong show in the house.
Stop.
And I'll give us mad credit. We still haven't drank anything yet.
And don't get me wrong, I've already got milk right here.
Oh yeah. Well, I got my my almond milk sitting here. I got a beer chilling too. I'm trying to make it to the full 10 minutes. So that'd be around the 14 minute mark. We've hit 13.
My mouth is starting to subside a lot.
It is, yeah.
As long as I, keep talking, keep moving.
Right.
Start water a lot more though. Weird.
Holy fucking shit. Well, that was like earlier. Yeah, I watched that the Hot Ones episode. Don't even worry about that girl. Watched that Hot Ones episode, and Tony Hawk took it pretty damn well, but Sean Evans was feeling it a little bit more. And now I'm like, I know why.
No.
Woo. Yeah, I'm still a little blue, not so much, but
I've been sitting here just
Just trying to keep it back.
Rub it on the roof of my mouth, trying to get it all worked through.
I'm surprised I didn't sweat more too. Thank you. We're trying to take it like a champ. We're doing well. I'll give us some credit. Every bit as rough as I thought it would be. Yeah, I feel all my lung butter breaking up now as I cough.
No, like my nose has just been just.
Oh, atomic breath like a mofo. That fuck that that Godzilla meme and oh yeah, that's exactly how I feel like. Oh yeah. Oh. Like anyone that tells me that it ain't that bad, like after a little while, I'm like, especially taking it now, like you're fucking crazy, or you just built up that tolerance, because man. Hey, we hit the 10-minute mark.
I used to have a tolerance for hot shit, for hot and spicy food. Not anymore.
Why do you all hate your own buttholes? I know, man. That's what I'm saying. Tomorrow's gonna be the worst.
Of mine.
My face is definitely red. Oh, it's like for this too, it's like not even if you want to see if you can eat something hot and take it, but do you want to like an absolute pain challenge? Do this. How long can you just stay in pure pain? Because the flavor profile of this chip is pain. That's all it is.
It tastes nasty. Smells nasty.
Yeah,
it looks like somebody lit your house on fire. Went inside, scraped off a chunk of the drywall, and packaged it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, for real. Oh, it did look. It just looked like I pulled something out of a house fire, and fucking ate it. Like, ugh. And the flavor, yeah, was just not good. It. Ugh.
My mouth is better now.
Yeah, my mouth is a lot better.
The guts are really hitting though.
Yeah. Thank you, Bri. I got my little girl handing me tissue.
you got a little assist there.
Oh yeah. Thank you, baby. Woo.
Oh God. That was bad. That was a bad decision. Yeah. Hit the vape.
Oh yeah, that's probably. Oh yeah, I would say that would probably awaken some of that shit in your mouth.
It did.
Oh, yeah. It's like my first drink when I do take one in a little bit. It's probably gonna be a beer, but I know that that alcohol is gonna be like right on top of it again.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'll show you the beer.
Oh. Yeah, the one that.
I went to a place here in. My state.
Thank you.
Called Bricktown Brewery.
Yeah, that's all good. Thank you. The one that I got out of Naperville, Chicago. Oh, there you go. Yeah. What does that growler have?
Yeah, it has a I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it is a like amber ale.
Oh, that was that that one you sent me, right? Yeah, the Millie McFadden's. It's a
that's what it is. That's what it is. Millie's.
Yeah, dark amber in color. This ale is brewed with English and rye malts, giving it a balance of sweet biscuits and sharp rye.
Yep, that's what that is. That's the Millie McFadden's.
I like those beers quite a bit. I've had a few of them. I haven't had that one, but I always like those flavor profiles quite a bit.
So, what I did was I did their, call it a wing. And they bring you like small little glasses of each one of their house brews.
Yeah.
And I tried all of them. And that was my favorite one. So I'm like, yeah, give me this 64 ounce growler full of the Millies.
Oh hell yeah. And dude, that's worth it whenever you can do that.
Oh yeah, and if you take the growler back, they'll refill it.
Oh yeah, at a cheaper price too, because you're not paying for the growler then.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, we're doing
the one that I got is called Snaggletooth Bandana, and yeah, it's by Solemn Oath Brewery. It's 6.5, but it's an IPA, but it's a really smooth IPA. It has a lot more carbonation in it, which I actually kind of prefer, so that way when you do burp, or it helps settle your stomach a little bit better. It's not quite as thick, but Yeah, this one's out of Naperville, Chicago. I like it quite a bit, but I'm still holding off on it. Still going to see how long I can go for, which actually now isn't bad. I can go the whole hour if I really wanted to.
Yeah, now it's just like an upset stomach right now.
Right. Whew.
So it's
breathe.
First 10, 15 minutes, it's just like, yeah, my stomach's a little unsettled, but not bad.
Yeah.
Holy. I actually have some of my dad's homemade beer in the fridge, too.
Nice. That's awesome.
And then I've also started buying. I already got the I can't remember what it's called. The hydrometer or whatever. Hydrometer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the gallon jug and the bunghole and the airlock and everything. I'm doing it myself.
Hey, bunghole.
Actually called the bunghole. It's like
exactly. I total Beavis and Butthead when I hear shit like that. Like somebody just says butthole period. I'm like
bunghole.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna start brewing, and the first thing I have to get a few more things, but the first thing I'm gonna make is mead.
Oh yeah. I hear that that's actually really nice to make, because I don't think it's as hard as like brewing, because it's more of like just a fermenting process more than anything.
Yeah, basically all you really need is yeast, honey, water.
Right, dude. The chip is like got me lightheaded. Like I feel like I took like a Vicodin or something. Like I'm all like
right now my head. I'm like, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't feel congested. I'm like, I feel good, man.
Right. Ooh.
What's funny is before we did that, my elbow, right elbow, has been killing me for the past few days. Has just been aching like fucking crazy. Did that chip, and now I'm just like, my elbow doesn't really hurt right now.
Right. All the pain went to your stomach and throat. It's like, it's like all of it just leaves and goes there.
The brain's like, we have to refocus. Nah, screw the rest and what's wrong with the rest of the body. Focus in these areas.
Right. That was a thing that Sean Evans said to, Sean Evans said to Tony Hawk there, and he's like, are you able to compartmentalize that pain now over all the years? Like, even whenever you do something like this, and he's like, oh yeah. Just being able to take all that pain and kind of walk it off and focus myself into being like, just getting past it, like doing stuff like this. If you've had enough pains like that, you can be like, yeah, it hurts, but after a while, you're like, okay.
Yeah. I know. Right now.
Oh, and I know we're going to be going for a good little while. I'm going to pick a couple sections, but I'm going to post this on TikTok too and then tag Pocky, because there are some people who've taken this and had to drink stuff, man. I give us credit. I give us some damn credit.
And we're not saying like we're the champs because we.
Oh
like,
no.
Oh yeah, no. I've seen some people that ate it and just like.
Oh yeah. Whew. Dude, I just another one that I watched. Like they were sweating and had some tears coming down. Like we kind of were, but there was this couple that ate five of them. They ate five of them. Like after a little bit, that's a little bit of overkill, but they didn't drink anything. And I was like, damn.
Did you see the guy that made the Pocky nachos?
No.
He took the one chip. The one chip to ruin them all.
Yeah.
And opened them all. Like he sped up his camera. Opened them all on screen. He put like some of the world's hottest cheese on it.
Not right now.
He had chopped up jalapenos, Carolina Reapers, like all this different stuff on there. And he made nachos out of it and sat there and ate the entire plate.
God, that's just adding insult to injury. That's like, damn, man. I'm like,
nah. I'm crazy, not stupid.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't imagine that. Like, man, this is already going to be painful tomorrow. I can't imagine how much more painful that's going to be. Like, good God.
I'm sitting here and I can hear my stomach gurgling.
I can too. I'm surprised I didn't have more hiccups. I had a couple and then they subsided. I was like, oh, here they come. Ooh. Woo. Holy shnikes. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, damn, we got through that. I think that that was more a little more painful than Biden's speech the other night. That fucking dick.
I don't think anything could be that painful.
I know.
Oh my God.
Oh man, I am still lightheaded. That is fucking crazy how much that heat can like do that to you. Wow.
Well, I'm not 100% positive, but I believe due to the heat on the inside is causing our blood vessels to
boil. Yeah, that's true. Widen up, and we're probably getting more oxygen and shit. So that's like, yeah, why you're feeling that way. That makes sense.
Yeah, your brain's going. deal with all this influx of oxygen and everything.
Wow. That makes me want to order some of those hot sauces off of fucking he's like, that burp was heinous. Now I want the one
tasted bad going down. Tastes worse. Oh.
I bet, dude. The taste of that chip was really fucking just weird. What that one chick on that where they ate the five of them, she was like, it tastes like a burnt oatmeal kind of deal. And I was like, yeah, I can. And now after I taste them, like, I can kind of see that. It just tastes like, oh, it tastes like they fucking sprinkled oatmeal on top of fucking cyanide.
Well, I've never had cyanide, so I can't say what that tastes like.
Right. Yeah, my stomach is definitely like, what did you do? But now I want to get like the last dab hot sauce and a few of the others off of hot ones just to see how they are. Because if we handled that, I've got to be able to handle the last dab.
Mad Dog 357 plutonium.
I'll have to look for that. I bet I can order it.
Supposedly the world's hottest hot sauce.
Okay.
You have to sign a waiver.
Oh, no shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes in like this little bottle.
Oh, just a wee little guy?
Yeah, and it's like, it's literally just like, they say like, put it, just the tip of a toothpick in it and mix it into like chili, and that is enough.
Holy shit.
Because it has Carolina Reaper, ghost chilies, whatever, but it also has pure capsaicin.
I was going to say, yeah, it's probably like the, like how they do tinctures and shit. It's probably like a tincture capsation style of shit like that. So it's like immensely hot, condensed down into one little bad boy.
And what is it? It's there. This is not a hot sauce. It is a food additive.
Ah, okay.
Not right. Consumed by itself.
Right.
Or something to that effect.
That'd be one of those ones I would end up dipping like the toothpick in it, then just real quick in the mouth and then be like, all right, let's get ready to see how this is going to fuck up.
One of those where you're like, all right, we're just going to put a little bit of this in their toothpick, and you just kind of hold it near the bowl of chili.
Right.
And go, boo. All right. That's good.
The bowl of chili itself lights on fire.
little bowl pops out. Like, why is it bubbling? Why is it so hot? This chili just came out of the fridge.
Right.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, I can feel it in the stomach now. Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we are. We are definitely riding waves of euphoria. That's the bomb seems to be the one everyone struggles with, because I think it's one of the ones that's super hot. It's not the hottest, but it also just has no good flavor to it. Everyone that seems to have tried it on there is like, it tastes like a fucking tire fire. Like, it is just terrible flavor, but it will burn you so bad. Ooh. Did you eat the chip while Trump was doing his? Oh, I didn't even know he was doing one there. But yeah, we just ate the chip. We made it 26 minutes now without drinking anything. I'm good. I could go the whole hour, but it's gonna be my stomach. Like he was saying too, it's gonna be our stomach more than anything. You just got banned on Twitch?
10 some odd minutes. It's all mouthy. It's all right here.
Exactly, yeah. Once you get past all that, like the tears for a little bit, just let it sink in for about 15 minutes and you're good.
I didn't have tears. I just had sweat and snot.
Right. I'm surprised I did, but yeah, I had some tears going. I was like, oh man.
I'm bending over like this and kind of like just
right. You ain't lying. Trick Daddy had a really good episode, and there was a couple of girls that had a couple really good episodes. I'm trying to remember who, but they just smashed through it. Scarlett Johansson, she did really fucking good too. I was really shocked with her.
I'll give props where props are due, even if I don't like the individual.
Oh yeah. Woo. Oh. Fucking what's it god damn it. They always talk about him, Coolio. They're like, is there anybody that you've never heard from then, or like almost died or whatever? And Sean Evans is always like, well, we've never heard from Coolio again, so
oh. Yeah, there's a guy I follow on TikTok. It is something capsaicin. What is his name?
Oh yeah, Shia LaBeouf. He had a pretty damn good episode too. He took him pretty good. But that is funny. They fucking restricted they restricted my account and see what happens. He used to, because he was streaming the fucking Trump rally on Twitch, it's fucking stupid.
Oh,
yeah, I'm just waiting for the gross burps to start happening.
Oh, I've got those.
That's gonna be a goal of mine one day, do it. Like, for no reason. I don't care if he doesn't even ask me shit. I just want to go on Hot Ones just to eat hot wings with him. Oh yeah.
I can say I've done it. I ain't doing that shit again.
No, the only way I'm doing it is going to be next year. Maybe I'll do it the once a year just to see if they've added any sort of flavor or anything. But man, I was like, that was the grossest chip I've eaten in my life. Can't lie. Yeah, you ain't lying, Voluntary. Restrictions and censorship across all platforms is totally beyond ridiculous at this point. It absolutely is. My last episode with DK2.
But they're trying to restrict hate speech.
Man. Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous. My last episode that I did with DK2 on here, all we did was talk about basically libertarian views and had some laughs about shit. Well, they pulled the episode today in the middle of Voluntary listening to it. Like, as he was listening, got pulled from YouTube. Ooh. And they didn't tell me why. Of course, they're not going to tell you why. It's just community guideline violation, blah, blah, blah.
I just got a wave of heat that just radiated up into my chest.
Oh. At least I can definitely breathe a whole hell of a lot better.
Right?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I feel my insides getting angry.
I have been sprayed 9 times with OC spray. Now, for those of you that don't know, OC spray is a bit stronger than your average over-the-counter pepper spray.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were voluntary for training purposes, and others were training accidents. And, you know, you kind of build up a tolerance to it, but it's one of those things if you kind of got to keep up that exposure to it. I remember one time getting some on my mouth and just going, this stuff would be pretty decent on tacos. But not that shit. Nah.
Yeah, but not that shit. Yeah. Oh, goddamn. Ooh, yeah, my bowels, if you will, are not gonna be happy soon.
Yeah.
I think that's gonna be worse than the fucking heat.
The nice acidic shits.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still riding on that wave of euphoria. I still feel like fucking dizzy.
Right? Ooh. Little lightheaded, little just kind of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goddamn.
It's that adrenaline, man.
Right? I just started doing push-ups. I'm feeling it.
I don't do push-ups no more.
Ooh.
What's really going to suck is I'm supposed to go to the gym tomorrow morning.
Uh-oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Does it count as burning calories?
It might. Yeah, that burp was gross. Woo.
Okay.
I'd recommend if you ever just want to test yourself, but this is not fun.
Now it's getting hard to resist drinking something just because the burps are bringing up a nasty taste in my mouth. And like, I want to wash this taste.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't even want to drink anything because the heat now is just because of fucking weird chip flavor. Oh. Yeah, the now for me, the whole ooh is from here down. My fucking upper chest down to here. It's all the that hurts.
Mine is not really, it hurts. It's You know, like when you gorged yourself and you've eaten too much and you're kind of sitting there, you know, you open up that that button on your pants, sit there and go,
yeah. It's that uncomfortably full.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yep. Oh, goddamn. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, I think on that note, I think we're pretty much done now because there's nothing else to really see besides us just fucking going, oh. Yeah, exactly.
Just like in 90 minutes of us burping, bodily functions, and like, that's nasty.
Exactly. That's going to be the main thing. But yeah, all right, bro. Thanks for doing this with me and suffering with me, and I will definitely talk to you later, homie.
Hey, happy to finally actually be on your podcast.
Oh yeah, and I'll definitely want to have you on again soon. Just bullshit about some stuff and all that. But
next time, let's do something that doesn't involve such something grotesque.
Yeah, so drastic. All right, later, bro.
See you, bud.
All right.